June is Cancer Immunotherapy Awareness Month, and there have been many strides curbing the devastating disease. This is Don Rush. The American Society of Clinical Oncology has been meeting this past week, and two areas that have seen strong advancement in treating and curing the disease are cervical and prostate cancer. We talk with Dr. Julie Grelo, the Chief Medical Officer and Executive Vice President of the Society.
So what kind of advances has there been, particularly for cervical cancer?
Over the past 20 years in the United States, we've had a steady downward decline in cervical cancer related to both screening and the HPV vaccine. But other HPV-associated cancers, some of which can occur in men, such as head and neck cancers, are not declining. So the message there is that HPV vaccines are for both boys and girls.
And what kind of advances have we seen in terms of prostate cancer?
We've seen that if we do PSA screening in young black men, it can reduce the stage or how big the cancer is, where it's spread, and it can also reduce deaths due to prostate cancer. We know in the United States that black men have a higher likelihood of developing prostate cancer and dying of it. And so by starting PSA screening at a young age, we can impact that as well. We also have a cool new treatment for prostate cancer once it occurs and it's metastasized, and that's using an antibody to something that's found on the surface of almost all prostate cancer cells and tagging that antibody to some radiation so that you infuse this magic bullet, if you will, and it goes and finds the prostate cancer cells, gets the radiation inside, kills them, and doesn't deliver much radiation to the rest of the body. So a cool new approach to treating prostate cancer.
What kind of advances then do you see in terms of dealing with cancer? Is it something that is being predominantly treated in terms of medicine, in terms of curative side of this thing, or is there a preventative side of this thing as well as people's diets, that kind of thing, as well as screening?
Well, there are some cancers that we can prevent and others that we can find early, which even though they occur, we reduce the need for toxic treatments and we reduce deaths. So healthy lifestyles, a good diet, exercise, maintaining a good body weight, not smoking, not drinking too much alcohol, all of those things can impact several kinds of cancers. But in addition, the screening piece we call secondary prevention. It's not preventing the cancer, but it's catching it early.
Do you see a time when cancer will be, if not eliminated, severely minimized?
I think we've made major strides. We've had 50 years of the National Cancer Act. World Health Organization recently launched an Eliminate Cervical Cancer campaign, where we're hoping that through screening and early detection, as well as the HPV vaccine, we can really eliminate cervical cancer, at least as a major cause of death in the world. The World Health Organization has also recently launched a global breast cancer initiative. So I do think that we can reduce the incidence in some cases, but certainly the deaths of many kinds of cancers. Treating cancer, succeeding, in eliminating cancer is very complicated. It has to be individualized. We call this precision medicine. In order to be able to better understand that, it's no more one size fits all, and that's what we need to research and make this so it's accessible to everyone and so that we can all benefit.
Julie Grelo, the Chief Medical Officer and Executive Vice President of the American Society of Clinical Oncology. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.